We'll go ahead with the third case.
I can't imagine.
Mr. Odom?
May it please the court. Your Honor, my name is Landon Odom. I'm here today representing the appellant, and I must say before I start, I feel something like the entertainment between rounds of a heavyweight boxing match. Although the issue here is a very single issue, it is of extreme importance to my client, the appellant, Mr. Wells. On or about July the 27th of 2007, a peace officer from the city of Roanoke stopped my client for allegedly violating Section 545.104 of the Texas Transportation Code. That code, as this court is well aware, requires one who intends to execute a turn left or right must signal that turn in a method prescribed by 545.106 of the Texas Transportation Code, not less than 100 feet before the execution of such turn. It is clear by the language that this is directed to a specific individual. This is directed to any individual who intends to turn. That, of course, begs the question, if I don't intend to turn at 100 feet, do I have an obligation to signal? Our argument is that no, one does not. Then the question becomes, if I intend to turn at 90 feet, what is my obligation? Is there any way that I can then make a legal turn? We would argue, Your Honor, that your obligation there is to do what 545 says, signal your turn, and then execute such a turn.